the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, rough waters off the Jersey Shore claimed at least one life over the weekend. Avon-by-the-Sea police pulled the body of a 55-year-old Pennsylvania man out of the ocean Sunday evening. Officers found three swimmers struggling in the surf at the unguarded Washington Street beach. Two were rescued, but the body of the third was found in the nearby Shark River Inlet. More kids and teens are using nicotine pouches. Ashley Smith with the New Jersey Prevention Network says the most popular brand is Zyns.
Nicotine pouches are used in 1.8% of middle school and high school students, but 22.4% use pouches daily.
The good news is that e-cigarette use is on the decline nationally and in New Jersey. The most recent data shows that in 2021, 21.6% of New Jersey teens vaped within the last 30 days. That's down from 25% in 2019. New Jersey news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual Fall Fun Fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums, $5 for $10. Hanging baskets, only $5.99. They're wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, New Jersey. The prices are insane. A new survey shows a lot of remote workers are doing household chores while on the job.
SurveyMonkey polled over 3,000 full-time workers in the U.S. last month and found that nearly half of those who work from home are doing laundry and other items on their to-do lists. About one-third said they run errands while remote working, while others like to take a nap. About 17% said they watch TV or play video games. The survey also showed a lot of multitasking during Zoom calls, with nearly a third admitting they have used the bathroom during a Zoom call. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Hundreds of residents of Jackson Township, many of whom attended the Sylvia Rosner Elementary School, turned out this weekend to commemorate the school before it closes. Jackson has been hard hit since the state aid funding formula took effect. Jackson must close the school in order to cover an $18 million budget shortfall. Closing the beloved 62-year-old school would provide Jackson with a one-time fix for its budget deficit. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges, this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Are we finally getting some rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather rolling right along through one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. We do have some clouds, cooler than normal temperatures, and raindrops in play this week. I'm not sure you'll need the umbrella much, if at all. We've had some spotty showers today. That shower chance will wrap up this evening, and then we'll see broken clouds overnight. Low temperatures dip into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle. That's it. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs again near 70. Cloudy and breezy Wednesday. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs around 70. We'll get an influx of warmer air on Thursday. Still lots of clouds, but highs 75 to 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Rockaway 62, Franklin and Beach Haven are both 67 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Shore Casual Furniture, New Jersey's premier American-made hardwood furniture source. They make it all, formal or casual. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst, and they're also online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.